Welcome back to the Shadow Effect Breakthrough Program. All right, we're doing health and vitality. This is Debbie, and we have 3 weeks to go starting today. And I know some of you are already seeing the amazing effects of dealing with your shadow, and I know some of you are caught in the struggle of dealing with your shadow. But wherever you are, know that this process will continue to open up new futures, new opportunities, and new feelings. And I appreciate your courage and your honesty, and I love reading all your messages. So thank you for your sharing. It's really extraordinary. You might feel like you've had enough, but just hang in there, because in week 6, we're going to do a beautiful, amazing vision process and a process about embracing your light. And that is so exhilarating and heart-opening. So know that you can do this process with a lightheartedness and a fascination with your internal world, or you can do it with the seriousness of your ego, which can really keep you in a lot of pain. So today I'd like to invite your lighthearted self to guide you into this next half of this course. And when we kicked off the program, we looked at your body and your body image. And now in week 4, we're looking at your health and vitality. This is always a rich area to look at, how you value your energy, how much you spend on other people. Do you give your energy away? And how you can better improve your physical health. So just take a slow, deep breath. Remember to use your breath to digest any emotions or blocked energy you may be storing in your body. You can either use your worksheet or have a paper and pen nearby. And just close your eyes and feel yourself floating down to that safe place, that place that has provided you so much wisdom, that place that exists inside of you so that you can restore yourself and nurture yourself. And bring into your awareness your health and vitality as it exists right now. Allow yourself to look at how you feel inside your body, how you feel when you get up in the morning and when you go to sleep at night. If you're just viewing yourself from the outside in, how does this part of your life show up? Is there something lacking in the area of your health and vitality? What are you judging or criticizing? Are you beating yourself up for having some kind of disease or something wrong or some condition? Just give yourself permission to see how your shadow might show up in the area of your health and vitality. And then take a deep breath and allow yourself to see what you'd like to change. What would you like to alter? What would you like to have a breakthrough in? And how long have you been thinking about making these changes? And just give yourself permission to float up, to make a few notes. About how you feel about this part of your life, what might be lacking, what you're judging or what you're critical of, what you'd like to change. And then when you're ready, float back down, using your breath to go a little deeper. And allow yourself to see, how do you feel about your relationship with your health? Do you give this part of your life attention? And what are your shadow behaviors that show up around your health? Do you ignore chronic health conditions rather than going to get them checked out, or really going after them to see what you can do to feel healthier and stronger? Do you deprive yourself of adequate nourishment, rest, or sleep? What shadow behaviors do you have around your health? And allow yourself to see what shadow beliefs you hold around your health and vitality. Do you believe that you're powerless over your body? Or maybe you're not worthy of having the energy you had 10 years ago? Do you think that there's something wrong with you? Let yourself see the old, outdated shadow beliefs that you hold in this area, beliefs that disempower you, maybe beliefs that you adopted from your family. And allow yourself to see the effect that your shadow has had on your health and vitality. What effect have these behaviors and beliefs had around your health and vitality? And when you're ready, just float up and make some notes around your shadow behaviors, your shadow beliefs, the way that your shadow has affected your health and vitality. And then float back down, taking a slow, deep breath, knowing that you have the power to shift how you treat your body. Allow yourself to see a vision of what your health and vitality would look like if you were loving and honoring yourself in this area. what would be available to you if you stood outside of the shadow beliefs, if you gave up your shadow behaviors, if you opened up to a new relationship with your health and your vitality? What would be available to you? How would you walk? How would you feel? What would you do? And now allow yourself to hear a breakthrough action or actions that you can take this week, that you're committed to taking. What breakthrough action can you take this week that will directly affect your relationship with your health and your vitality? Allow yourself to float up and start making a list. Allow yourself to see what you could start doing or maybe stop doing. If you are completely committed to feeling strong and energized, to strengthening your body, or having better health, would you read something? Would you do something different in your exercise program? Just make a list now. All of your breakthrough actions that you can take this week. And now, float back down the last time. Just breathing into that new vision, a new relationship with your health and vitality. And allow yourself to hear a statement of love that will directly affect your health and vitality. What affirmation of love, what statement of love comes into your awareness to alter your relationship with your health and your vitality? And repeat it 7 times, allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper. Allowing that statement of love to start to direct your choices around your health and vitality. Breathe it into every cell in your body. Allow your heart to open. And when you're ready, load up. And finish making some notes, writing down your statement of love for your health and vitality. Allow yourself to see where you could put it so that you would remember it. And commit to your action steps. This is an imperative week in the process. Knowing that every time you take a breakthrough action, it tells your unconscious that you are ready to live a life outside of the self that you know. If you haven't finished up the Shadow Effect book, this would be a great week to do it. Remember, we love hearing from you, so please continue to share on Oprah.com or the Shadow Effect Facebook page. If you need more resources, you can go to theshadoweffect.com. So an honor sharing this process with you. I look forward to seeing you next week. This is Debbie signing off.